And welcome to the Sam Welding Podcast, where I look at behind the scenes at writing books and songs. I hope to look at the whole process from the creative spark to the final customer reaction. So, it's the 26th of January, the day after Burns Day, and I'm wondering how he managed to write all those poems and songs in such a short time. He died at the age of 37, probably of heart failure after various bouts of rheumatic fever. A farmer, an exciseman, he wrote and collected over 300 songs, which he refused to take payment for, insisting that it should be a work of love for the good of the nation. Stupidity? Arrogance? Or just a genuine belief? I'll go for the latter. He died in debt, but he had a colourful and full-on life experience for the times. He was thought dangerous by some, because he wasn't afraid to speak his mind, and I like that. I like in particular the way he appreciated and celebrated nature. Whether it was a linnet singing in a thorn bush, or a family of lice in a lady's hair in a church, in the pew in front of him. I've given a few Burns addresses over the years, at St Mungo's Episcopal Church in the days of Reverend Michael Hickford, for Novartis at the Cadrona Hotel in Peebles, and now, or at least this November, for the St Andrew's Society in Alexandria. Public speaking comes with the territory when you write books, at launches, schools, prize givings, or local community events. I've found myself sometimes lacking in the past, often writing a script only to chuck it and wing it on the day. This can go okay, but the best way, in my experience, is to stick to the script. I tend to use an iPad teleprompter when I can get away with it. Before the event, I write and rewrite, and then I listen and adapt as the event progresses. I watch videos of great speakers to glean something from the delivery if I can. The best local speaker we have, again in my opinion, is the Reverend Ian Miller. He has a great clear delivery, massive conviction, and a way of tuning into his audience with a rare mixture of humour and gravitas. I still have lots to learn, I'm not kidding myself. But I'll keep at it. Everything seems to have slowed down now on the writing front. Talisman is still moving towards a spring launch, and more cover designs are coming soon. Eden Seed has slowed a little, but I've thrown myself into finishing Dead Dog Beach, another thriller, this time set in Scotland and Sardinia. On the music front, I have Neil Russell coming over this week to record more original material. We hope to get another 5 tracks in the can, and while he's over here from Holland, we will play a gig in Balloch to cover the cost of his flight mainly. So feel free to come along to the Glenroy at 5:30 on the 1st of Feb. Another great love of mine is fine food. Well, not just the fine dining variety. I love Chinese, Indian, Spanish. A really good fish supper is great. Anything that's cooked well and presented well. However, it's nice to go for something special. And I guess my measurement of a great meal is straightforward enough. It should be an event. Somewhere with great ambience, nice, friendly and informed staff who seem at least to be proud of to work there, and who have your dining experience at the heart of everything. The food should be amazing, in the sense that it should be prepared brilliantly, be unique, full of creativity and colour. It should definitely be something far beyond my abilities. The bread and wine are always something I like. In fact, sometimes great bread and butter is all I need. I know it all sounds a bit snobby, but you can get some fantastic food now in the UK. I'm lucky enough to be going to one of the best places tonight. It's called Hipping Hall, near Cowan Bridge in the north of England. I've been going for about 10 years, long before it featured in The Trip with Rob Brydon and that other guy. Only kidding, Mr. Partridge. It really was a great find and still is a fantastic place to eat. Anyway, I'm pretty sure Burns enjoyed his grub too. Still, Remember, if you keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. Have a great Burns night, albeit a deal heat. Until next time, bye for now.